presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you with me. So, rules of engagement real quickly. First, if you want to interact with the program, it's real easy to do. Send me a text message. You use this number, 33103, 33103, and then you just start your message out with Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then you can obviously go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find an interactive map where all the affiliates are, what time they carry the program, what time they re-air the program, Michael's merch. You can listen live at that website. You can download the podcast. And let me suggest this on the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, and you can use any podcast app, you search for this title, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That will get you to the name. That will get you to the podcast. That includes all of the weekday program, which is Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. on 630 KL out of Denver. It gets you all of the weekend program that is the 3 hours that starts from noon to 3 on Saturdays, East Coast time. So that gets you all 23 hours of Michael Brown, more than you need. The other thing at michaelsaysgohere.com are all the social media icons. Here are the names. So follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Twitter's the one that's different because, well, I can't make it fit. Actually, somebody else already has my other name. At Michael Brown USA. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, or X, as the cool kids call it. Follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. If you want to do it on Facebook or Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown, just my name, Michael D. Brown. So those are the rules of engagement. Now let's get started. Before I want to talk about a case that you've probably heard about, because the cabal, which for those of you new to the program, is this unholy alliance between the big tech giants, the dominant media, and the ruling elite. And someone suggested during the weekday that I probably need to add public education into the cabal, because they're the ones that are brainwashing with all of this bullcrap, all of these young kids. And, you know, and I think that's probably true. But anyway, that's the cabal. So you may have heard about this case on the cabal, and the case is E. Jean Carroll versus Donald J. Trump. Let me just preface everything that I want to say by saying this about Donald Trump. Now just take a deep breath and relax, okay? As I've told my local audience, and I've told all of you across the country, Donald Trump was not my first choice. I was truly sitting back waiting to see how all of the other candidates, including people like Vivek Ramaswamy, to see how he was doing. Because what do I care about come November 5? Winning. This is a football game. And the only thing that matters is winning. Coming in second doesn't make any difference whether it's 1 point or 2 points. I actually hope that, you know, if we're playing a football game, I actually hope it's three touchdowns plus three extra points. I hope it's a 21-point spread. Because we cannot afford to go through the crap that we went through in 2016 and 2020. It's got to stop. So I was taking a neutral, hands-off approach, truly and objectively trying to listen to all of the other candidates, telling all of you that I was reserving that decision until it was pretty clear we had a nominee. And then whoever that nominee was, I was going to back him. I'm going to back him 100%. And that appears to be Donald Trump. And so if that's who our nominee is going to be, then I'm behind him 1,000%. There may be things about him that I don't like, but you know what? There are probably things about me you don't like. I mean, there shouldn't be, but there probably is. But I got to tell you this case out of New York. As a lawyer and as a politician and as someone who has worked, you know, at the highest levels of government in Washington, D.C., who's worked in the White House, who's worked as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I kind of get all of the politics of stuff. And I also get how vicious it can be. And as a lawyer, I've had cases that I didn't think I had a chance in hell of winning that I won, and vice versa. And I've also had cases, you know, I probably did in my early legal career, I probably did three or four murder cases. And let's say it was four. And of the three, there were three murder cases in which I was the court-appointed lawyer for the defendants or defendant. I thought they were guilty. And in fact, based on my conversations with them, I know they were guilty. So what was my job? My job was to ensure that they got a fair trial and that the state proved to either the judge or a jury in a couple of instances that the case was proved beyond a reasonable doubt. And if not, then under the eyes of the law, they weren't guilty. I had one murder case where I was absolutely convinced that the defendant was innocent. The details of the story of the murder case they're not particularly gory, but they're kind of weird. So I thought I'm going to have a hard time convincing a jury, because a jury may not be able to see beyond some of the weirdness to really think about the facts. But I did know who the judge had. I knew which judge had been assigned to the case. So I convinced the client to waive jury trial and let's take this case solely in front of the judge, because the judge will look at the evidence. He'll weigh it credibly, and he will not be swayed one way or another by the weirdness in the case. I mean, if you're wondering what the weirdness was, it had to do with some sexual activity. Totally unrelated to the murder. But nonetheless, as part of the entire activity that went on that resulted it was not a murder. It was actually, according to the autopsy, it was a tear in a carotid artery that was congenital. So it was not murder. And in that case, we presented a lot of really good evidence. I really cross-examined the state's witnesses really, really hard. And the judge deliberated himself for an hour, went through, and came back and spelled out exactly why he is finding my client not guilty. So, yeah, I've won a murder case. So I know a little bit about the jury system. And the judicial system. I've represented cops in civil rights cases in federal court. I've represented individuals in civil rights cases against cops in federal court. I've won some and I've lost some. I've won some cases on motions for summary judgment, meaning I would argue to the judge that, listen, if you take all of these facts as they are under the law, you know, my client should be awarded damages or whatever the case might be. My point is, I'm just trying to establish my bona fides that I kind of know kind of how the judicial system works. And I have to tell you, this case in New York has me pissed off. I wouldn't call it the greatest miscarriage of justice in modern American history, but it might be close. And it furthers my belief that there is a concerted, coordinated effort by the Department of Justice, U.S. attorneys, the Democrat Party, big Democrat donors, the cabal, to bury, if not literally hang, after they've stabbed him to death 1,000 times, and then hang him, and then maybe burn him in effigy or just burn his body at the stake. That's what they're doing to Donald Trump. And I want you to step back for a moment. If you're listening to me right now, and you don't like Donald Trump because you think he's a loudmouth, obnoxious New Yorker, which I happen to think that he is too. If you think that he talks funny, everything's the greatest, the most wonderful, everything greatest and the greatest in the world, you know what? We agree on that too. But I hope you would agree that everybody in this country deserves to be treated by the court system equally and fairly. And in this case, the awarding of nearly $90 million to a second-rate advice columnist by the name of E. Jean Carroll ought to be remembered for generations as people start to find the facts out about this case. Even the most vehement opponents of Donald Trump will go, there's something wrong here. There is something wrong here. Now, I think her case was pretty ludicrous on the face of it. But I didn't talk about it. Yeah, I didn't talk about it locally. I didn't talk about it nationally. Because I firmly believe that unless you are in the courtroom, now you, look, everybody forms opinions and everybody has different judgments. But unless you're in the courtroom, you don't really know what's going on. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Why am I so wrapped around the axle about this case?
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-475-0926 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-475-0926. That's 800-475-0926. What do you have to lose? Call 800-475-0926. Again, 800-475-0926.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the case of E. Jean Carroll versus Donald Trump. The case is ludicrous on its face. But when you think about, let me just step back for just one moment. The thing that scares me about this case, I was walking the dogs this morning, and I was thinking about the program, and I was thinking about, I'm always in my head thinking about the program and how I'm going to present things. And I thought one way to make this relatable to all of us. None of us want to end up in court. I've been in so many depositions in my life as a litigant because, when you're the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, you get sued a lot of times in your official capacity. And I have been sued a couple of times privately. I'm happy to say I've won every one of those lawsuits. But long story short, I was sued one time in a libel and slander case for work that I was doing representing an association. And one of the members of the association that I'd been hired to investigate for wrongdoing sued me in federal court for defamation. And we won that case hands down. But nonetheless, going through litigation is draining. It's draining mentally, even when you win, and even when you know you're on the right, and even when you think you did absolutely nothing wrong, it's still draining because it takes time, energy, and resources. It takes an emotional toll. And then when it's all over and you've won, you think, wow, man, I never want to do that again. I won, but I don't want to do it again. And so as I thought about this case, it's difficult for talk show hosts, for guys like me in this position. It's difficult for me because now while no one's ever sued me for defamation for anything I've said on air, no one's ever sued me for any libel or slander for anything I've said on air, I really don't worry about it too much because I'm giving opinions. I'm giving my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion. That's protected by the First Amendment. And so the thing I really have to worry about when I'm on air is I don't want to violate any FCC rules by dropping an F-bomb. But for the average American out there, any number of things can draw you into a courtroom, a simple traffic accident. And suddenly, the other person has, they got a neck brace on, they got a leg brace on, and they can't walk, and they got emotional distress, and, you know, they're coming after you, and they're suing you for everything you got, and it's just like, you know, or something happens in the workplace. You know, you just happen to walk by, you know, a male walks by a female, and, well, in the olden days, if you just said, well, you look really nice today, oh my gosh, that might be sexual harassment. Or, you use the wrong pronoun now, and you might get sued. It's insane. Absolutely insane. And listen to me. What I'm about to talk about could happen to you. And what's happening to Donald Trump is when the system decides that it's going to target somebody and do everything they can to bury that person. Now, let me give you a caveat. Before those of you who are maybe on the fence or not Trump supporters, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump as a person. And what I think about Donald Trump as a person is irrelevant here, too. And he indeed may be his own worst enemy when it comes to the courtroom. I mean, some of the shenanigans that he's pulled off in the courtroom, if I were his lawyer, I'd be sitting down and telling him, you know, speaking of dropping F-bombs, shut the F up, sit down, and, you know, I don't care if you were the freaking president of the United States of America at one time, you're not right now, and you're in a courtroom, and that's the judge, and that's the jury, and they've got the control over your life, shut up and sit down. I also don't think that his lawyer was very good in this case. But that's just a lawyer to another lawyer's opinion. But between the judge and the experts that testified, and even the mechanisms by which the case even came forward, came to exist, I think it's impossible for any ordinary person in this country, for a matter in Western civilization, let me just broaden it all out to Western civilization, can see this as anything more than the continuation of a series of hoaxes perpetrated on Donald Trump with the desire to keep him from getting back in office in January of next year by winning the presidency in November of this year. So what are some of the facts of this case? You know, it has to do with the allegation that Donald Trump raped E. Jean Carroll, maybe somewhere as far back as 1994, 1995. Her testimony. Then let me back up one more step. You know, during the trial, Jean Carroll admitted she wasn't doing very well financially. And she needed to find a way to sell more books. You know, that testimony appears to be the basis for the very first claim that she ever made in New York Magazine's The Cut back in the summer of 2019, 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And far from a compelling claim, this 80-year-old white writer initially laid out the story that her supposed rape occurred, as I said, back either sometime in 1994, 1995, She couldn't remember the specifics. What she did remember was that she was wearing a Donna Karan coat dress and high heels, but not a coat. She refused to produce the coat for any DNA testing, even though she says she still owns the coat. Wait a minute. Let me tell you about the coat. Speaking with Michael Brown, text the word MichaelMichael to 33103. The coat next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite. Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Craft season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the E. Jean Carroll versus Trump case. And I'm bringing this to you over the weekend because the jury verdict came down. It was $83.5 million, something like that. And the facts of the case show that here is someone going after Trump for something that she alleged occurred back in 1994. And only after he is a prominent public figure does she come forward. And the facts of the case are maddening. For example, she can't remember any of the specifics other than she remembers she was wearing a Donna Karan coat dress and high heels, but she didn't have a coat on. Now, she says she still owns the coat, but she did not offer the coat for DNA testing, describing it as unworn and unlaundered since that evening. Well, that would be pretty important evidence, don't you think? But wait a minute. Guess what? Donna Karan did not design or make those particular coats until 1994, at least a year or two after she originally made the allegations. Now, I don't mean originally made the allegations in 1994. I mean the original allegation that she made was that it happened in 1994 or 1995, but that coat was not made until maybe 1994 or 1995. So it's questionable whether she actually had that coat or not, but that didn't matter. Carol has accused multiple men of sexually assaulting or raping her throughout her entire lifetime, including a babysitter's boyfriend, a dentist, a camp counselor, an unnamed college date, an unnamed boss, and even the chief executive officer, the CEO of CBS, Les Moonves. This woman is a serial accuser. She also appears to remember specifics such as the emptiness of the Bergdorf Goodman department store in the early evening, a detail she called inconceivable, as well as admitting that it was her who wanted to sexually harass Trump originally because she wanted a funny story to tell, because remember, she's a gossip columnist, or she was at the time. She wanted to get the then infamous New York City developer to put on women's lingerie, and she admitted that. Upon voluntarily entering a dressing room, which she claims would usually be locked until a client wants to try something on, she says that Trump unzips his pants and, forcing his fingers around my private area, thrusts his penis halfway or completely, I'm not certain, inside me. And then she says, after apparently struggling free, she says, I don't remember if the person or attendant is now in the lingerie department. I don't remember if I ran for the elevator or if I took the slow ride down the escalator. But as soon as I land on the main floor, I run through the store and out the door. I don't recall which door, and I find myself outside on Fifth Avenue. Oh, wait a minute. If you find yourself outside on Fifth Avenue, how can you not remember which door you ran through? I've been in that Bergdorf Goodman store on Fifth Avenue, and if you go out the main door, you go out on the Fifth Avenue. If you go out the backside, you go out on Sixth Avenue. The story just beggars belief. You know, if a celebrity tried to rape me in a public place, I think the first thing I might have done is tell somebody. I might confide in somebody. Now, I have a text message that I want to share with you. I'm not even going to give the number in this case. I am a woman who was sexually assaulted by a doctor in his office in the 1970s. I never said anything. I think I was embarrassed, but I am totally against these women who come forward after 30 years with no proof and no witnesses to accuse someone of sexual assault or rape. All they want is money. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I think this woman wanted more than just money. I think she wanted the notoriety. I think she wanted the publicity. I think she wanted to be able to write the story about it. And I think she saw a chance to get some money. E. Jean Carroll, in the words of her own friends, is an attention seeker. So it's already difficult to imagine a scenario unfolding without immediate consequences for the person who allegedly assailed her, in this case, Donald Trump, let alone when the person who assailed her, Donald Trump, and the victim here is a nationally published attention seeker. I know this is really detailed about New York specific, but this is the kind of situation where truly, if you think about the facts of this case, it's a clear miscarriage of justice. Let me put one footnote here real quickly. I think the amount of damages on appeal will be overturned. I think the damages here, both compensatory and punitive, are just based on the fact that it's Donald Trump and they're trying to bury Donald Trump. So I think eventually when it gets to some appellate court somewhere, an appellate court is going to go, wait a minute, this is way off. Now, whether the original determination of his defaming her, whether that will be overturned or not, I think that remains to be seen. But even if your sympathies still lay with E. Jean Carroll, do you know that she's a self-declared fan of the Law and Order TV show? Anybody in the South, any of you watch Law and Order? Now, E. Jean Carroll first made her allegations against Trump. Now, remember the allegations was that he did that sexual abuse in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room back in 1994, 1995. She then, in 2019, for the first time makes the allegations against Trump by writing a book. Now, the reason I mention Law and Order, that TV show, just a few years, well, she wrote the book in 2019. 2019 was just a few years after an episode of Law and Order saw characters discuss a role-played rape in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room. Literally.
Role play took place in the dressing room of Bergdorf's. While she was trying on lingerie, I would burst in.
Hold on.
Eerily familiar, isn't it? Sounds exactly the same allegation, same storyline, same everything. Her book was after that aired on television a few years earlier than 2019. CNN, not exactly a Trump, aficionado, CNN reported in 2019 that E. Jean Carroll was an avid Law & Order franchise fan, to which E. Jean Carroll, an ostensibly damaged, horribly damaged rape victim, responded to the coincidence that, quote, it tickled me to death. She called it it's a great, huge coincidence, but it's a magnificent coincidence. This woman is sick. One of the critical pieces that the left-wing judge, his name is Lewis Kaplan, refused to allow the jury to see was a now infamous clip of E. Jean Carroll on CNN with Anderson Cooper. She offered in a live discussion in 2019 this, quote, "The word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual." To which Anderson Cooper replies, "I think most people think of rape as a violent assault. I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Think of the fantasy," she said, during CNN. And CNN quickly jumped to a break.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I think rape is sexy. Let's take a break. Jiminy Christmas. This woman is back crap crazy. And she just got an award of $83 million for something that is right out of a Law & Order episode and comes after she wrote a book about it, and she thinks that rape is sexy. Her entire character is bizarre. You want proof? Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. You want proof?
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-475-0926 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-475-0926. That's 800-475-0926. What do you have to lose? Call 800-475-0926. Again, 800-475-0926.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diver.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to the beginning with Michael Brown. So we're talking about the E. Jean Carroll case. And I'm just trying to walk you through kind of the backstory of everything. Because when I think about the damages, $83 million, it's Donald Trump, the timing, the fact that this is a gossip columnist, you've got the book, you got the interview with Anderson Cooper that gets shut off, you got the Law and Order episode, which she describes almost verbatim herself, except she's the victim and Donald Trump is the perpetrator. And I guess you have to be so infected with Trump derangement syndrome, which I know some people are. You have to be so infected with Trump derangement syndrome that it somehow affects your retina that you cannot see how this is nothing more than lawfare and one more attempt by the cabal to put a stake in the heart of Donald Trump. You want to put a stake in the heart of Donald Trump? Beat him at the polls. Get your ass up and go vote and beat him at the polls. Let's go back again to 2012. Trump himself was the subject of one of these fantasies that E. Jean Carroll shared on her Facebook page. Quote, "Would you have sex with Donald Trump for $17,000? And then she went on to describe the kind of fantasy scenario that, well, it's really odd thing. It's a really odd thing to post for someone who alleges that the same man raped her less than two decades prior to her putting this imaginary thing up on Facebook. Now, here's where you may be thinking, rightfully so. Michael, good grief. Listening to everything you've just described, how in the hell did she ever get damages against Donald Trump? Because everything I've told you so far, none of it was allowed to be heard by the jury that awarded her nearly $85 million, in addition to the $5.5 million that another New York jury had already awarded her in the first case. None of this was ever allowed to be heard by the jury. So now our focus should be, oh, the judge. You want to go to court? Do you? Well, I have some fatherly advice for you. If you're dating, man, am I glad I'm not dating. If you're a supervisor, you've got coworkers, you're a manager, whatever, don't ever hold a meeting in private with a member of the opposite sex. I'm even beginning to wonder if you should even do it with a member of the same sex, considering how everything else is just accepted today. Carol has admitted that she first thought about bringing this case against Trump during a party hosted by Molly Jong Fast. Probably doesn't mean anything to you, that name. She's a far-left blogger. She's a writer for The Atlantic, The Bulwark, The Daily Beast, Vanity Fair. She's the daughter of Erica Jong, an anti-gun author, Jonathan Fast. She's also the granddaughter of communist author Howard Fast. Everything I just described for you, everything that she's worked for, her familial background, everything is all viciously never Trumpers. One evening in 2019, Jong Fast held a celebration for Kathy Griffin at her New York home. Remember Griffin? She had been in the news at that time for holding up a bloodied, severed prop head of Donald Trump, getting a horrible backlash, which she says broke her. So while Griffin was being pieced back together by Jong Fast and the company at the Resistance Twitter Come to Life party, George Conway, once married to Kellyanne Conway, was there trying to convince Jean Carroll to, hey, I've heard your stories. You should go sue Donald Trump. Huh. Conway has, he has form in this area. Once being involved with an effort to sue Bill Clinton. These are people that just try to bring down other people. According to reporter Byron York, George Conway even suggested the lawyer to use, Roberta Kaplan. Oh, not ring a bell? She co-founded a hashtag MeToo legal defense group called Time's Up. It's all coming together, right? In August of 21, she resigned from Time's Up over her own sexual misconduct allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. The problem was Kaplan was not standing up for victims, but was actually involved in an effort to discredit one of Mr. Cuomo's alleged victims. These people are sick. They're absolutely sick. In other words, the lawyer Kaplan was using E. Jean Carroll as a means by which to repair her reputation, having attacked Governor Cuomo's alleged victims. Kaplan, supposedly, I don't think any relation to the judge Kaplan, who presided over the case, ended up becoming E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. So then the question becomes, who's going to finance this case? Because when you're suing for defamation, remember, this isn't a criminal case. There's no allegations of criminal rape here. This is not a criminal case of rape against Trump. This is a defamation case against Trump. She writes, which is all twisted in and of itself, she writes the book accusing Trump of doing these things, and then she accuses Trump of defaming her by denying it. Well, man, you can't keep it on straight, can you? Don't forget, text the word MICHAEL to 33103. I'd like to hear your comments about what I've just told you. Does it change your mind
about
Trump?
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Ukraine says it has no evidence for Russia's claim dozens of prisoners of war died in a shot-down plane.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Kiev's forces shot down the plane despite having been informed that Ukrainian prisoners of war were on board. He added, I don't know whether they did this on purpose or by mistake, through thoughtlessness, but it is obvious that they did it. Ukraine's military intelligence chief, Lieutenant Colonel Kirilo Budanov, said that Kiev had no verifiable information about who was on the plane. A video posted by Russia's top investigative agency appeared to show investigators collecting human remains at the crash scene. Kiev has neither confirmed nor denied that its forces downed a Russian military transport plane that day, and Russia's claim that the crash killed Ukrainian POWs could not be independently verified. I'm Karen Shamas.
CIA Director William Burns is helping President Biden with efforts toward a deal to release the remaining hostages still being held by the Hamas terrorist group. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby gave an update this week.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call of President al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
And that is John Kirby, who is a spokesman for the National Security Council. The nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual pace of 3.3% in October, November, and December. Still not entirely good news, according to economist Stephen Moore.
The average American has lost about 3% of their paycheck adjusted for inflation since Biden came into office.
Economist Stephen Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Pay back for betrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The U.S. Navy is starting to enlist individuals who did not graduate from high school or get a GED.
It marks the second time in about a year that the service has opened the door to lower performing recruits as it struggles to meet enlistment goals. The decision follows a move in December 2022 to bring in a larger number of recruits who score very low on the Armed Services Qualification Test. Both are fairly rare steps that the other services largely avoid or limit, even though they're all finding it increasingly difficult to attract the dwindling number of young people who can meet the military's physical, mental, and moral standards. Keith Peters reporting.
What would you name a snowplow? Every year, thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roads. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Han Solo. The Department of Transportation set to release a list of this year's winners next week. Breaking news at townhall.com. Tesla is just the latest automaker to announce a recall.
The EV maker is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles because the backup camera may not display an image. The recall covers certain models Y, S, and X from the 2023 model year. All are equipped with full self-driving computer 4.0. The company says software instability may prevent the camera image from showing while the Teslas are in reverse. Federal regulators say it can increase the risk of a crash. Owners to be notified by mail starting March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wrestling icon Vince McMahon has resigned from WWE's parent company. Yesterday's resignation took place a day after a former employee filed a federal lawsuit accusing him and another former executive of serious sexual misconduct, including offering her to a star wrestler for sex. More of these stories at townhall.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State.
warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. By the way, besides, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. You want to interact with the program, easiest way to do that is send me a text message. I read text messages all the time. It doesn't make any difference. You know, even if you're just driving along and you see something you think would make a funny story or be interesting to me, or you want to think of asking me anything or telling me anything, you just use this number, 33103, 33103, and start your message with the word Mike or Michael and tell me anything or ask me anything. And again, you can do that any time, day or night. I read text messages all the time. The second thing is, if for everything regarding Michael Brown, my bio, my social media accounts, podcasts, listening live, and an interactive map of affiliates when they carry the program or replay the program, Michael's merch, all of that stuff you can find at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. One thing about podcasts, you can use any podcast app to subscribe and listen to the podcast. You do that by searching for, in your search bar, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That's where we upload the podcast for all of the weekday program and the weekend program. You can listen to me on the iHeartRadio app or however you want to, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on 630 KHOW out of Denver. And then obviously on the weekend, on all the affiliates around the country. But if you listen to me via the podcast, you have to subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. So chop, chop, get busy and go do that. So last hour we were talking about this Lawfare case against Donald Trump in which he was awarded some 83, or which the plaintiff was awarded, a woman by the name of E. Jean Carroll, a former 80-year-old gossip columnist. You know, what's with all these old 80-year-old people fighting? Stop it. Stop your fighting. And quite frankly, while I may think Donald Trump is a bore in some regards, he's still probably going to be the nominee for the Republican Party in the 2024 presidential election. So back off. If you don't like him and you want to beat him, then go to the polls. Don't go to the courthouse. I thought we were a litigious society until I start seeing what they're doing with Donald Trump. And all of these, no pun intended, trumped up charges, you know, think about, let's step back for just a moment and think about the Georgia case. In the Georgia election fraud case, where Trump's accused of trying to interfere with the Georgia voters, which I don't understand how that occurred, he made a phone call. He made a phone call to the then Secretary of State, Raffensperger, whatever his name is, and said, hey, looks like we're short, you know, X thousands of votes. You want to recount? See, you can't find those votes. There's nothing illegal about that. But somehow that's election interference. And now we find out that the prosecutor in that case is actually having an affair with a lawyer who has no criminal experience whatsoever, for which she's paid him millions of dollars in taxpayer money, for which he then took and he and his girlfriend, Fannie Willis, went around and traveled, South America, and they went to the Caribbean, they went to Europe, they went all over the place and stayed in nice, fancy hotels and had nice dinners and stuff. And then it fell apart because the wife of her boyfriend files for divorce, and boom, all of this financial shenanigans comes to light. You know, you Democrats got to get your act together. You got to quit screwing around. Yeah, I'm just a little advice here. Just stop it. Stop it. So in the Trump case, in the E. Jean Carroll versus Trump case, it has set me off because of the facts in the case that were never presented to the jury, because the judge in the case, in cahoots with the lawyer in the case, and the people that were funding the case, are all anti-Trumpers. Now, again, you can say, well, Trump brought this on himself because he ran for public office. And as I've said, as I have always told any person that has come to me for advice about running for office or not, or serving in the government, is be prepared to open your kimono. Be prepared for people to look into everything. I mean, I'll never forget when I had to fill out my SF-78 or whatever it is, the form that you have to fill out to start the process for all the background checks for all of your top secret and Q and special compartmentalized SCI information clearances. Do you know that I told you I have a, my wife and I have a home in New Mexico. Live in Colorado most of the time, spend a lot of time in New Mexico. And the FBI, doing the background check on me, went all the way to our home in New Mexico to ask and they couldn't find any neighbors around because all the neighbors are, you know, a long distance from us. But they found a post office and a small gas station and general store, which is at the end of the road that you take up the mountain to get to our place. And so they stopped and knocked on their door, and FBI is, hi, we're at the FBI. Do you know Michael Brown? Tell us about him. That's the kind of kimono opening that you have to do. Plus all of your finances. Oh, we see that you have this loan. Or we see you made this much money from something. You know, they ask you all this stuff. So just be prepared for that. And I'm sure Trump understood that, but I don't think Trump anticipated that the entire system would come down trying to destroy him. We've moved from trying to beat people at the polling booth and now trying to beat people in the courtroom to keep them out of the polling booth. This is what we're doing. I think the country is also kind of disintegrated into a two, maybe three or four tiered justice system. We got corrupt judges. We got corrupt U.S. attorneys. We got corrupt district attorneys. We're a ragtag third world country. We got to fix it. So I want to go back to the connection between George Conway, Molly Jongfast, Jeffrey Epstein, Nikki Haley, and a guy by the name of Reid Hoffman. Wow. Let's string all of those together and tie all of those together. As I told you in the last hour, Carol admitted that she first thought about bringing this lawsuit when she went to a party hosted by a left-wing blogger by the name of Molly Jongfast. And she writes for The Atlantic, The Bulwark, The Daily Beast, Vanity Fair, all these left-wing anti-Trump organizations. She was a founder of part of the Me Too movement. And she got her lawyer by a conversation with George Conway, who used to be married at one time to Trump's pollster Kellyanne Conway. And he convinced her to sue Donald Trump. According to reporter Byron York, George Conway is the one that suggested the lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, She's the Me Too lawyer that went after one of Andrew Cuomo's victims. Went after one of his victims. So Kaplan, as I said, I think was using E. Jean Carroll as some sort of penance. Hey, I went after a victim. Now I'm going to represent a victim. But these cases cost money. So who would fund the case? As I said earlier, this is not a criminal case. So this is not a case of the people versus Donald Trump. This is a case of E. Jean Carroll versus Donald Trump. So if she's going to sue for libel and slander or defamation, that means she's going to have to pay a lawyer. She has to pay to develop the evidence. She has to pay for the expert witnesses. She has to pay for all of that. Where does a discredited 80-year-old former gossip columnist, not exactly the most, you know, highest earning profession in the world, how does she get funded? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. How does she get funded?
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO. And they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know the ROEs, they're pretty easy. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on social media. Twitter's at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. All of that's at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. We're talking about the E. Jean Carroll versus Trump case. And as I explained, this is not a criminal case. So the plaintiff needs the money to pay for lawyers. They may or may not work on a contingency fee, but even if they were working on a contingency fee, where you just get a percentage of the proceeds, you still have all the expense of a trial. So who's going to fund that? Maybe it's somebody that might be looking to do damage control after the public found out that this particular person, was a visitor to Jeffrey Epstein's notorious island. So now enter, are you on LinkedIn? Now enter LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman. That guy. Now, E. Jean Carroll even initially lied about that when she was asked if somebody was funding her lawsuit against Donald Trump. During a deposition, she was asked this question. Is anybody paying your legal fees, Ms. Carroll? No, she replied. Well, that lie fell apart. And soon, her lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, had to write a letter that said, quote, during the course of preparing for her testimony at trial, Ms. Carroll has recollected additional information. While Ms. Carroll stands by that testimony about this case being a contingency case, she now remembers that at some point, her lawyer secured additional funding from a nonprofit organization to offset certain expenses and legal fees. Oh, really? You forgot that? How convenient. Well, what was that nonprofit? Oh, it's Reid Hoffman's. It's Reid Hoffman's nonprofit. The founder of LinkedIn. It's called American Future Republic. But guess what? That's not the half of it. Reid Hoffman was found to be a major donor to the primary campaign of Trump's only remaining competitor, Nikki Haley. It's a small world, isn't it? Hoffman even bragged to the New York Magazine's Kara Swisher, I will spend as much as I possibly can to beat Trump. So he's doling out the cash to the American Republic Fund to pay for E. Jean Carroll's legal fees and expenses. He's writing out checks to Nikki Haley. Man, these people are vicious. Vicious and simple-minded, single-minded. One thing, we can't beat Trump at the polls, so let's destroy him in the courtroom. And I say that with that kind of emphasis. As a person who, well, I don't really care who our nominee is for the Republican Party. I just wanted somebody that can win. Because we can't take four more years of the past 3 years. We can't have four more years of this. Quick story. When I say we can't take four more years of this, my wife went to the grocery store. Fortunately for us, she does the grocery shopping because I tend to be a hunter and gatherer when I go to the grocery store and I just gather everything I can. Oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. And so the grocery bill is much more expensive when I go. But she came back recently and she said, dang it. Actually, that's not what she said, but She said, I can't believe how expensive groceries still are. All those reports about inflation coming down may be true, but grocery prices are still sky high. Our granddaughter's in town. So I decided as a treat this morning, I was, you know, up early to walk the dogs and stuff. So I thought, I'm going to go buy. There's a well-known donut store in our neighborhood. There's several of them around Colorado. They've been around since like 1933. So it's not Krispy Kreme. Well, I'll just tell you, it's called Lamar's Donuts. So I thought, as a treat to the granddaughter, and because quite frankly, I wanted one too, I decided I'll go get some donuts because I know we'll have a regular, standard American breakfast. We'll have bacon and eggs and stuff, but why not bring in some donuts? So I bought six, Long John's bars, maple bars, and then two little cake donuts for my granddaughter. $32 freaking dollars. I about choked. So if you think about needing money to pay for your expenses, I can't even imagine what expert witnesses and everything else cost these days. But let's talk about the expert in this case. Because now we need to figure out how much money is Donald Trump required to pay for having defamed this 80-year-old former gossip columnist. So they called an expert, Ashley Humphreys. She's a liberal professor. She had posed as a reputation consultant against Rudy Giuliani in his Georgia elections case. But guess what? When they cross-examined Ashley Humphreys, she admitted to having no real-world expertise in reputation repair. And then an investigation by an independent news outlet found that she had a long track record of contributions to Democrat political groups, making numerous donations through Act Blue, the centralized funding source for Democrats, which, by the way, finances Black Lives Matter, swing left. There's a whole bunch. So you can go check out Act Blue at the Federal Election Commission. Go to openrecords.org and you can check it out. They work on projects like Stop Republicans. But during the trial, it was revealed that E. Jean Carroll had deleted evidence of the death threat she kept saying she was getting. The same death threats that formed part of the jury's rationale for awarding her nearly $100 million. But to show the bias of the judge, when these courtroom antics drive me crazy. When Trump's lawyer moved for a mistrial on the basis that the plaintiff had destroyed evidence, guess what happened? She was cut off. Yeah. Her motion for a mistrial was cut off. I know what you're thinking. You're assuming that it was the judge. Text the word Michael to 33103. You think it was the judge? Silly you.
Another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt's been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Mention the Glenn Beck Show and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, I probably should have, at the very beginning of the program, told you that this was going to be civil procedure. This is going to be a civil procedure class that you would learn in 1L, first year of law school. Because it shows, in this case, and Damien and I were just talking about this during the break, it shows how unfair and how distorted the legal system has become in this country. And I know it's difficult for people, in this case, people who despise Donald Trump, it is difficult for people to see through their Trump derangement syndrome or to see through the blindness in their eyes because all they see is this blustery, loudmouth New Yorker, which I totally understand. I'm just trying to get you to peel that back a little bit and to see that, wait a minute, maybe we ought to all, whether we're black Americans, Caucasian Americans, Asian Americans, rich Americans, poor Americans, liberal, conservative Americans, whatever it is, that all of us ought to realize that our judicial system is becoming corrupt. Because my point about Trump, other than I'm trying to point out the lawfare that's being used politically to beat somebody in a courtroom instead of a polling place. Set that aside for just a moment. What I'm also pointing out is this could happen to any of us. To any of us. They go after poor black men. They go after rich white guys. They go after people that the powerful go after those that don't. Oh, but Michael, we got public defenders. Public defenders in most major metropolitan areas, God bless them, are overworked and underpaid and are just trying to do the very basics. I think about if I were charged with a serious crime, let's say, you know, I don't even want to use rape, but let's say I was charged with, you know, first-degree manslaughter. Or aggravated assault, or armed robbery, or murder. Man, I'd have to really just cash in a lot of my assets just to pay for the legal fees. And that's a crapshoot. It could destroy me financially. Just to try, and I'm saying unjustly accused, to prove my innocence. You see, we've perverted the system. Now, again, this is not a criminal. The Carroll versus Trump case is not a criminal case. Here I am talking about a criminal case. But remember, the court system in a criminal case, the state has to prove my guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. I'm not even required to testify in my own defense. That's the state's job. In a civil case like this, it's a preponderance of the evidence, meaning that a jury or a judge, whoever's listening to the case, has to weigh it, and to put it in really layman, in really vernacular terms, you're supposed to say, okay, I get this much evidence over here in my left hand and this much evidence over here in my right hand, and which one outweighs the other one? The preponderance of the evidence. That's the standard here. So if that's the standard, and the judge is preventing some evidence from coming in that would be to Trump's benefit, that skewers the preponderance of the evidence. So the system is not even being fair to a billionaire. Now, granted, it's a billionaire that has a loud mouth and happens to be a Republican candidate to be president that the Democrats want to destroy, but nonetheless, you get my point. The judge in this case is, tilting the scales. He's tilting the scales. As I just told you, it was revealed during the case that E. Jean Carroll had deleted the evidence about these death threats. The same death threats that formed part of the jury's rationale to give her the $83 million. So my point at the beginning of that last segment was, when Trump's lawyer, who I honestly just, I'm just footnote here, I just don't think she's that good. But when she moved for a mistrial on the basis that, wait a minute, you're deleting evidence? She was rudely shut down by Kaplan. That's E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. She was shut down by the judge. Wait a minute, judge. Your job is to let her make her case. If she wants to move for a mistrial, your job is to let her make her motion for the mistrial. This is Civil Procedure 101. Let her make the motion for the mistrial, and then you rule on it. You don't cut her off. That kind of behavior was commonplace throughout this entire trial. Do you know that even when it was revealed that E. Jean Carroll illegally owns a gun in New York, what did the cabal do? They never reported that. They didn't pay any attention to that. And then when Trump decided he wanted to take the stand, the judge ordered that no new evidence be admitted and that no new testimony be allowed. Well, wait a minute. He is the defendant. He wants to testify. Civil Procedure 101 again. He should be able to go up and say in a courtroom anything he wants to say. The judge, just as the case with Trump's inability to defend himself from rape allegations in public, this judge insisted that Trump was not able to make the claim in court that I didn't do it. You might want to ask yourself at that point, why have a trial? And you would be right to answer to ask that question. And the answer, of course, is, in my opinion, because this wasn't a trial. This was a show trial. This was a circus. Show trials like this are not, I still believe this, they are not common in the Western world. But what happened in New York in the year 2024 was a kangaroo court. And everyone should be wary of this. If somebody can accuse Donald Trump without evidence of a crime committed more than 30 years ago, and if the Trump demands that Trump can't defend himself, if they can get away with wildly arbitrated numbers concocted by a lawyer trying to fix her own reputation and an overly partisan expert who says they have no real-world experience in that supposed field of expertise, all against one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in the world, well, think about what they can do for you. It cannot be stressed enough. She alleged a rape in a public place 30 years ago, but has no evidence of it. Her story was remarkably similar to a plot line of Law and Order that she binge watches. The dress she claimed to be wearing had not even been designed at the point that she claimed that she was raped. She goes on CNN and talks about how rape is kind of fun. Rape is kind of pretty sexy. So much to the point that Anderson Cooper is embarrassed. I wouldn't even say embarrassed. He is so shocked by what she says that he interrupts her and says, we need to go to a break. This is where we are. Gang, I hate to say it, but this is where we are. And you can despise Trump as much as you want to. You can be like me and be honest and say, you know what, I just don't like the guy, but he is the nominee. He's the presumptive nominee at this point. Then I would just simply ask you this. I'd be really curious about this. Here's what I want you to do between now and the beginning of the next segment. How many of you truly, truly had heard the facts of this case and the procedures of this case as I just described them to you? Because you see, I think that journalism in this country, we'll talk about the LA Times in a minute, that laid off a bunch of reporters. How many of you knew the facts of this case? Because it is my firm belief that the cabal does not want you to know the facts of this case or the procedural mishandling of this case. Because it will what? It will further inflame you. And it will further, I think they're beginning to realize that some of their lawfare against Trump is actually backfiring and causing people to rally around someone that they see as being treated unfairly. And I think that's the case here. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Do that right now. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I really do want to know, how many of these facts, how much of this did you know before today?
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I asked for you during the break to text the word Michael to 33103 and tell me whether how many of these facts you had heard. And several of you have texted in and said, well, I'd heard part of this, but I hadn't heard all of that. I'd had heard a little bit of this, but I hadn't heard this. Proves my point. And it all goes back to think about how effective that is. You know, in radio, I've learned over the almost 20 years now that I've been on radio that people tune in and out. People get distracted. Other things happen. I mean, I know you should be listening to me word for word, moment by moment. But suddenly, you know, the dog barks and you look. Or you're in your car and you realize somebody just almost ran a red light. Or you're at home and, you know, the spouse or the kids or something happens and you're distracted for a moment. And our attention spans are already, you know, the new TikTok generation, our attention spans are all at about 20 seconds or something. So journalism relies on the fact that we are so distracted that, one, they can just out and out lie to you. Two, they can assume that you're not going to hear everything. And three, it's just like I was pointing out that eyewitness testimony is the most unreliable testimony. Because what people think they see or if they think they remember seeing may not be true. Because our minds are always trying to make sense of everything that happens. That's one of the reasons we sleep. Did you know that? One of the reasons that God made us to sleep is to give our brains time to, like a Rubik's Cube, to kind of rearrange everything. So that everything that we saw during the day, that happened to us during the day, our minds are able to kind of, all the neurons are able to kind of get back in line so that we can wake up the next day and go through the same crap again. So we sleep, in addition to obviously the body needing rest, but it's really about the brain. You really should study some of the new things coming out about sleep. So knowing that, you can so easily be manipulated. We can all, I shouldn't say you, we can all be manipulated. And sometimes it's by commission and sometimes it's by omission. And when journalists have a point of view, you know, I don't laugh at me when I say this, but being a true, genuine journalist is really probably one of the most difficult jobs in the world, which is why we really have so few true journalists, because you naturally come with a set of biases in your mind based on your upbringing, your social economic status, your education levels, your experiences in life. Everything creates biases. See, bias isn't necessarily a bad word, but it creates biases in your brain. And so when you're reporting on something, that comes through unless you are super strong at making certain that everything you write. You know, there are times when I make notes. I don't prepare a lot of what I do when I'm doing show prep. If there are certain points that I want to make certain I use certain words for, that'll be on a Word document that I keep when I'm talking about stories. Because I'll catch myself. And I know I'm a conservative Republican. I'm a libertarian. I'm a right-wing nut job. I know all of that. And that's my belief system. But there are times when I want to give you a story that without any of those biases, as objectively as I can, because there's a point that I want you to take home with you. And so the point that I've been wanting you to take home with you from this, I didn't know how long it would take me to do this story. I knew it would take me at least an hour. I didn't think it would take me the full 2 hours. But what I wanted to accomplish was for you to understand that as much as you may or may not like Donald Trump, that what's happening to him in a courtroom represents a much larger problem than just Donald Trump and just that case. It is that our systems are beginning to fail us. And I believe sincerely that they're beginning to fail us because people are allowing their biases to start to take, particularly in professions where you're supposed to set your biases aside. Like, I'm obviously not supposed to set my bias aside as a talk show host. I'm here to give you my opinion. And I need to explain to you many times why I have the opinion that I do. But if I'm a judge, I need to set aside all of my biases, and I need to focus on the evidence, and I need to focus on the procedures in front of me and make certain that my courtroom is a fair place where people on both sides of the issue get a fair opportunity to present their case. That's my job. If I am a journalist, don't laugh when I say this, but a true journalist's job is to give you the facts, not their truth, not their version of the facts, but facts, objective facts. Doctors. Now, doctors are kind of weird. Well, doctors really are weird because I know a lot of them. But doctors are weird in the sense that you want them to apply objectively their knowledge of the human body and medicine. But they're interesting in this sort. They're also a breed of profession where you want them to be objective and forthright, but also to use their experience and their judgment when they're treating you. And I think that in many of our institutions, the lack of morality, the lack of understanding what your job is, what is your job? If you're a judge, you are to keep that courtroom fair for everybody and to make certain that everybody gets their version of the story heard. And this judge failed miserably to do that. And the lawyers in this case, I think Trump's lawyer was a little bit out of her league. This is a case that I would not have taken. I don't have the expertise to do this case. I understand civil procedure, so I'm able to point out to you where I think mistakes were made. And the lawyer representing E. Jean Carroll, willing to cut corners at every opportunity to what? To go after Trump. Wow. So begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. We're going to shift gears next hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-475-0926 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-475-0926. That's 800-475-0926. What do you have to lose? Call 800-475-0926. Again, 800-475-0926.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.